Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
You don't look very happy.
No, I'm okay. It's just that I've had Jim on the phone again.
Oh, have you? What did he want this time?
Oh, he'd heard that I'd started up my own business.
Oh, I see. And what did he have to say about it?
Well, nothing really. He just wished me luck with it all.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
He thinks Patterson's is going to close.
Blimey, it hasn't even reopened yet.
I know, but he thinks it won't be long and it'll close for good.
So why does he think that?
I don't know. Well, knowing Jim, he's heard something and he's put two and two together and made five.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about him.
I'm not.
Well, you look as if you are.
No, no. He's just made me think about when I was there.
But you didn't like it.
No, not at the end, but I did have some good times there. I'll actually be sad to see the place close down.
Penny, where are you?
I'm in here.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just that I'm going round to the shops to get some brown sauce. So, do you want me to get you anything while I'm there?
No, I don't think so. I can't think of anything.
Do you want one of those lovely chocolate treats for pudding again?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm trying to be good.
Penny, you don't need to diet.
I do. I put on nearly a stone since last summer.
Well, it doesn't show.
It does. Look at this. Ugh, it's gross.
Oh, Penny, you look fine.
Well, I still don't want one, thank you.
Oh, go on, live a little.
A chocolate treat does not make me think I'm going to live a little. No, just makes me think I'm going to add the pounds, that's all.
Okay, please yourself. But if I see one of those cream tarts that you loved the last time, I will get you one of those.
Well, I won't eat it.
Bet you do.
Oh, Kathy, you're not helping. None of my summer clothes will fit me, and I can't afford to buy a whole new wardrobe.
Oh, you'll be okay. You'll soon lose weight when the warmer weather comes.
And what's warmer weather got to do with me losing weight?
I don't know, but people always say that, don't they?
I don't know. Kathy, you haven't seen my red gloves anywhere, have you?
Ah, yes. I think I may have borrowed them.
You think you borrowed them?
Okay, yes, I did.
Well, can I have them back, please?
Yeah, but... Oh, I'm sorry. I had to wash them as I got them a bit grubby.
Okay, so where are they?
I'll just go and get them for you.
I thought you were going to the shops. Oh, you obviously can't hear me. Oh, well, at least I'll get my gloves back.
Here you are.
Kathy, what have you done to them?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? Look at them. They're awful.
Yeah, I know. They didn't like being washed.
What did you wash them with?
My new black jeans.
Oh, you've ruined them.
No, I haven't. Well, not completely, because I thought I'd dye them for you.
And what colour?
Well, I thought black would be best, and then it would hide all of the dirty-looking bits.
These were my favourite gloves, and Mike gave them to me.
Oh, well, that's what's wrong with them, then. They're not quality ones. If they were, they wouldn't look so awful.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? If these were good gloves, they would have held their colour much better than this.
Kathy, go to the shops, please, and leave the gloves with me.
Well, you can't wear them like that.
I know. I just have to use them for gardening now.
Look, I'll go online and get you some nice new purple ones. That's a much better colour than red.
Kathy, just go.
OK. I'll see you later then.
Hello?
Oh, who's that?
It's Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. I phoned the wrong person.
Oh, don't worry, Megan. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Are you looking forward to the shop reopening?
Oh, yes. I can't wait. I'm bored to tears being at home all the time.
Well, it won't be long now, will it?
No, it shouldn't be.
And do you know when it'll be?
No. I think Matthew aims to tell everyone when he's absolutely certain that everything is in place.
Ah, I see. So how is he?
Matthew? Oh, he's okay.
Well, I hope he's not going to come in and change everything, because you know what some people are like. They like to put their own stamp on things, and then they ruin everything. I think it's all right as it is.
Well, I don't know about that.
So, he hasn't said anything to you?
About what?
About changes he's going to make.
Who says he's going to be making any changes?
Well, I've heard he's going to.
Well, Jim, you can't believe everything you hear, can you? Anyway, I haven't been told anything yet.
Really? I find that hard to believe.
Do you? Well, if I did know, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Oh, that was lovely, thank you.
And did you enjoy the tart?
Yes, but I have left this off for tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll just clear these away and then I'll get on with...
No, I'll do it. You've done enough. I won't be a minute.
Oh, that's the phone.
Can you get it, please?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, it's you.
Oh, charming. It's nice to speak to you too.
Is Penny there?
Yeah, she won't be a minute.
I tried her mobile, but it's turned off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so that's why I phoned this number.
I see. Well, she won't be long.
Oh, look. Shall I phone her back later?
You could do.
Okay. Say that I phoned, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
And tell her to turn her mobile on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shut up, Kathy.
Oh, Mike, you're such a gentleman.
I know, it was such a stupid thing to do, and as soon as I realised that I'd phoned him, I knew I'd never get away.
But you didn't tell him anything, did you?
Oh, no, he didn't get anything out of me.
So what did Jim say about Matthew?
Not a lot. He just asked me if he was going to make any changes.
And is he?
Oh, Penny, you know that I can answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Megan, I shouldn't have asked.
Well, to be honest, there's nothing to say, as I don't know anything for definite yet.
Oh, I see. Well, as long as you don't put Jim in toys all the time, he'll be fine.
Oh, now that is worth knowing.
Megan, you wouldn't, would you?
I might if he upsets me. No, I'm only joking. But one thing I do know is that everyone will be asked to work in all areas of the shop from now on.
Oh, well, that seems fair. And I suppose Jim will just have to put up with it.
So he really doesn't like being in toys?
No, he hates it.
Well, I'd better check the rotor then, as I may have put him in there at Christmas.
Well, if you do, he'll complain, I know that.
Well, I'll have a look and see.
And if he is in there, he'll have to sell those damn Santas again.
Oh, no. I don't think Matthew will be buying any of those this year.
Oh, good. Well, that is a relief, because they were awful.
Well, Matthew wouldn't buy anything like that. He tends to like quality items.
Well, I hope he's not going to make everything too expensive.
No, that won't happen. But I think he's going to cover the fuller range of goods, if you know what I mean.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Anyway, I just had to tell you about Jim. So if he phones you, don't say what I've said, will you?
No, of course not.
And also, I don't think he's very happy with me at the moment. He got quite... Well, what can I say? Sort of moody with me? Does he normally get like that?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I'd say he was the opposite. He's actually good fun when you get to know him. But he is nosy.
Oh, so he's like Tina then?
Oh, no, you've got to watch your back with Tina. Jim's not like that. He's not nasty. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine. But I hear you annoyed Kathy.
Oh, did I now?
Yes, you did.
Well, she annoyed me, if you must know.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why can't you two get on?
I do try to, Penny.
Do you? Really?
Yes.
Okay. So apart from the fact that you find Kathy annoying, how are things?
All right.
All right. So what does that mean?
Penny, I'm worried about Jim.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.